Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Matt Catrillo here with you, and joining me on the line right now is retired Captain Janet McNeil, who was hired as the new Safe Environment Coordinator for the Diocese of Harrisburg, and also a Milton native. Janet, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're now in Harrisburg now. You still get to visit Milton a couple of times a year?
Yes, I'm in Harrisburg. I will be working not a full 40-hour week, so I'll be dividing my time between the two locations.
Gotcha. Okay, well, it's certainly great to have a Valley native working in such an important position as this, and I know that the Diocese of Harrisburg has been working to better itself and the protection of its youth in wake of this summer's grand jury report of clergy sexual abuse in the diocese. So I guess my first question to you, Janet, would be, how did the diocese approach you about this position?
Actually, I approached them. Living up in the Milton area, I was watching all the media coverage and news coverage and all of those types of things, and thought about how these things have just reared their ugly head every couple of years. There's another report, another location. So I reached out to them. I was retired, and I thought, well, you know what? I think they need my help.
I know you bring a lot of experience, 26 years of law enforcement, investigative, and policy development experience. And I also know you're actually not Catholic, you're Protestant, and have some experience working through a situation like this in the Methodist Church. What will you take from that experience into this position this time with the Catholic Church?
Well, my position in the Methodist Church was a member of a clergy sexual misconduct response team. And what that team did is we went into congregations to help the congregation understand after there had been a report and clergy had been removed. We met with the congregation and did victim advocacy and that type of thing. So I've had a lot of training and experience with the trauma that a congregation encounters when they learn that this trusted professional, this clergy person, has offended in a way that is just plain a violation of the sanctuary of the church, at the very least. So I worked with those congregations all over central Pennsylvania, and think I can bring a lot of knowledge and understanding that not only does it bring the consideration and sensitivity of the church, but also the legal background of the Pennsylvania Commonwealth of Pennsylvania criminal law regarding such abuse.
Now, besides your law enforcement background and maybe having that mindset into reaching out to the diocese to try and correct this problem, does your faith alone, and again, I know obviously you're of the Protestant faith, not the Catholic faith, but just having that your faith alone, is that also sort of a motivation to reach out to the diocese and say, hey, maybe I can help with this?
Absolutely. The term for those Catholic churches that are under the Vatican is the Roman Catholic Church, but Catholic with a small C means the church universal. And so this is for the entire Christian church is under attack, and there is no segment of society, the church or any other professional segment of society, that is immune from this. So, yes, I bring a sensitivity for Christians all over that have in very many, all denominations as far as I'm concerned, that have experienced this in their church. And I do understand that particular angst over it happening in a place called a sanctuary, which by its very name means place of safety.
And I know, getting back to your position here with the Diocese of Harrisburg, you've been granted complete access to these diocesan records as part of your 3-year agreement with them. What will you be looking for specifically, and how will this work in conjunction with your new working relationship with Bishop Ronald Gaynor?
Well, you are correct. I have been granted absolute unrestricted access to everything I need to help me to determine what went wrong in the past and how we can best move forward using current best practices and putting policies and practices in place that we can take into the churches, the schools, the parishes, all the things that the Catholic Church handles, so we can train on those and do ongoing training and also compliance training for it. I'm aware of the sensitive nature of this, but I'm also aware of the nuts and bolts. This is the law, and this is the way to do it. But I am very concerned about victim advocacy in this as well. So I'm looking at the total picture with this, that when I look at the old reports of abuse and hear what the victims have to say, then I can figure out where the wheels fell off on this or where mistakes were made in the past, intentional or intentional, as in terms of cover-up, or even just lack of knowledge and understand about sex offending behavior and treatment. So I think that by looking at the past, I can really, truly formulate a plan for the present and for the future.
Right, I know speaking with the survivors will be one of the more important things you'll do in this position, and I know you're definitely going to be doing that in the weeks and months ahead. So what are you looking to hear from them besides their story?
In addition to what actually happened with their story, I want to hear about the impact of this on their lives. And most importantly, I want to hear where they are on the path to healing. Healing from sexual abuse is a process, much like the grieving, healing from grieving is a process. And it has several steps and milestones along the way. And just like with grieving, it's really easy for people to get stalled along the process and not go any further. And I want to hear where they are on that healing process so I can direct them to resource and assistance and all those types of things to help them moving forward. Because my goal for every single one of these victims is have them, instead of saying, I am a victim of child sex abuse, they can say, I was a victim, but I'm no longer a victim. Now I am victorious in my healing, that I'm healed and restored to wellness and wholeness and moving on with in that restored and reclaimed life.
We're speaking with retired Captain Janet McNeil, who was just hired as the new Safe Environment Coordinator for the Diocese of Harrisburg as the diocese continues to work to better itself and the protection of its youth in wake of this summer's grand jury report of clergy sexual abuse in the diocese. And Jen, in working, I know another part of this is working to ensure all adults working with minors in the diocese are properly screened and trained. So how's that process going to work?
Well, that process is going to happen exactly in compliance with Commonwealth law regarding training for mandatory reporters, background investigations, background clearances, all of that type of thing. And in addition to getting all the proper clearances in place and reviewing any of those, and if there's one that looks a little suspicious or something, delving into it deeper, not looking at it at face value. And after we have all the clearances in place, we'll be having the programs in the schools and churches and all their ministries and missions so that anybody participating in those knows what to look for in terms of sexual offending behaviors, is able to spot circumstances that may seem suspicious to them. They know how to report them and that they do report them so that they can be handled appropriately. So we're going to empower everybody with education to understand this topic more. In the years past, there was not a lot of information or training or best practices on this, but we're in a different era now, and I believe I can bring that to them. And when the people are empowered with this knowledge and able to spot it, they're going to be able to alert us, the Safe Environment Coordinator Office, or any adults around them if they see anything suspicious, and even the children themselves are going to be more empowered to speak up so that we can look at how we can do everything to reduce the risk of this happening again.
That certainly is great work. I'm sure that we'll go into this, Janet. And I know we talked about how you're going to work with speaking with the survivors, working with the adults, and you're going to look at some other different things of what went wrong here for the diocese in this sexual abuse scandal. So put all this together, what is the main goal, the main objective here that you want to make sure you accomplish in this three-year term you're going to have in this position?
It's hard to call it just one goal because I do have the goal for restoring the victims to healing and wellness and wholeness, to actually restore them to a life that is as good as it can be after having suffered abuse as a child. Another goal, though, is to moving forward to, as much as possible, reduce the risk. I'd love to say we'll be able to guarantee 100% that never, ever, ever again will there ever be a single account of this, but we're dealing with people. And you can't possibly prevent what another person is going to do given the opportunity. But what we can do is, as much as humanly possible, put procedures, policies, training, awareness, communication in place that we can reduce that risk so it's minuscule. And then that is our goal, to reduce that risk so that we can then watch and be proactive should any suspicious circumstances or anything come to light.
Well, Janet, we certainly wish you the best of luck in this position, and we thank you for joining us here today here on WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you for having me.
And that is retired Captain Janet McNeil, who was just hired as the new Safe Environment Coordinator for the Diocese of Harrisburg.